You're listening to SBS News.
What we want is a government that backs the art sector. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jimmy Barnes.
Bringing out his working class roots, opposition leader Anthony Albanese made an appearance on the main stage of the Bluesfest Music Festival on Sunday night. The reception, mixed. On Monday, Mr. Albanese travelled north, visiting locals ravaged by floods, hoping for a warmer reception.
So that's what happened here.
We've had 2.5 metres of water through, a bit like the rest of the street.
It's extraordinary, the height of it.
Oh, it's crazy.
The Labour leader spoke to locals in Milton, the seat of Brisbane, walking through homes stripped of furniture and walls, hoping to keep some of the anger and frustration at the government front of mind. But it didn't take long for the opposition leader to return to familiar territory, bringing back lines from a scare campaign heard at the last election and criticising the Prime Minister's pick to become the Health Minister, Senator Anne Ruston.
This is a health minister now, designate, they're successful in the election, who we know will undermine Medicare, who has said that the current model is not sustainable. If Scott Morrison is re-elected, we can expect cuts to health, cuts to education, cuts to other essential services.
Meanwhile, across the country, in WA, Scott Morrison also dived into past territory, accusing Labor again of being weak on border issues, while announcing funding for 2 new naval patrol boats.
I know that when Labor abolished temporary protection visas in 2008, the armada of people smugglers' boats came to Australia, and that was the launching point.
It's a line that voters have heard before in previous elections. The coalition has used border protection as an election winner for years, as far back as when Tony Abbott was opposition leader.
Stop the boats we must, stop the boats we will.
And in a week marked by gaffes, today it was Mr. Morrison who couldn't correctly recall the job seeker rate. Mr. Morrison incorrectly said job seekers were paid $46 a week rather than $46 per day, a mistake the Prime Minister was later forced to clarify.
Prime Minister, do you know the job seeker rate?
$46 a day.
Do you remember when you got the job seeker rate?
Oh, I misspoke. It was pretty straightforward.
Both the Prime Minister and opposition leader visited crucial seats on Monday. Scott Morrison in WA, where the Liberals experienced a landslide loss in the state election last year. He's also visited the seat of Pearce, held by outgoing MP Christian Porter. It's the Prime Minister's third visit to the state in just over a month. Meanwhile, Anthony Albanese knows he has ground he must gain in Queensland, where Labor suffered at the last federal election. Both will continue to visit must-win areas over the coming weeks. Krishani Danji, SBS News.